Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, there's a joyful making. We'll sing.
Brother Phoebe. I want you to get ready to understand that God has too intelligent to make a mistake. I want to tell you, we got to reach out because we are the children of the universe. Wherever you go, we need to reach out and heal and touch somebody. I want you to be involved. I want to tell you that Jesus is the reason for the thing. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Crucifixion brings bodies with him, and they crucified him on Friday. But early Sunday morning, he got up this morning and said, all power is in my hands. Whatever you need, I got what you need. I got what you want. And I want to tell you, young lady, young man, God got what you need. God got over for you. God got what you need. God opened up the door for you. I'm seeing a door open up for you. I'm seeing God in your path to righteousness and in truth. Yes, Lord. Yes, I'm up out of the grave. I declare power over the grave, power over death. I'm talking about Jesus rose early Sunday morning and declared power, all power, power over death, power over hate, power over anger, power over jealousy, power over war. And I want you to know this morning, God got what you need. God got what you want. Let go and let God. God is the light of the world. God is the strength of my life. And I want to pray special for you, those that changed, those that called, those that made donations, those that visual time do. Stand up and know that God is God by himself. And I want to say to you this morning, as we reach out, you know, God, angels were all around him when he was up on the cross. Exodus 23 and 20. But when he went to the grave, he preached in hell and said, I'm waking people up. And I want to tell you, we're waking you up this morning. You don't need dope, alcohol, drugs. You don't need none of that. The righteousness of God, the power of God for our blessing on you. The power of God will heal your body. The power of God will touch your mind. And the power of God will touch you in a special way. I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. I want you to understand God got what you need. God got what you need. God has the power of the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you this morning, when I lift my hand, that all power is given to me on heaven and earth. All power is given to me. Whatever you need this morning, God got it. I want you to read this morning, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his own begotten, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You've got to believe in the power of God. You've got to believe in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You've got to believe in the Spirit of God delivering you, carrying you to a new way. 2022 is a new day for you. 2023 is a new walk in your business. I'm praying for you, Mother Freddie. I'm praying for you, Mother Francis. I'm praying for you right now, every letter, every telephone call. I just see God doing something. Precious. I'm praying prayer for you. I want to let you know God has taken you to another level. Stay in that level. Stay with God. Don't let go. Hold on. Your healing and joy. Somebody said, joy come in the morning. It's morning time. Crucifixion bring about a resurrection. And you being resurrected, they whipped them all night long, marching good enough. But early, you got to be crucified before you can get up. They got to talk about you so you understand that God got your back. I want to let you know, Lisa, God got your back. Joe, God got your back. Many, God got your back. Those that down, get up. Those that have been on alcohol, those that have been on drugs, get up and shake it out. And shake it off so I ain't got that no more because I'm bought in to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son was that I and we might have a right to the tree of life, to love, the right to be happy, the right to be in peace, the right to be free from sin. Glory, hallelujah. I know I'm talking to somebody this morning. I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, black, white, brown, whatever you're going through, God has lifted us up to another level. God has blessed us to another level. I want you to get ready to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost I want you to just receive the power of God and receive the anointing what God is going to do for you quick, fast. And somebody said in the hurry, God is doing it quick, fast, in the hurry, and God is breaking the yoke. And right now, let God deliver you to the next level. Let God take you higher and higher. Let God break down the stronghold of racism. Let God bring the stronghold of lying. God is able to bring you up. You know, it's like with him, it makes no difference what you think about me. But it's murder will do my thing, but I can't let your jealousy, your envy, your raising nothing separate me from the love of God. I've come too far to turn around now. And I want to tell you this morning, God got your back. God opened the door for you. Psalms 91, Psalms 123. I'm looking now. I'm talking to somebody. Just going to open up a door for you. You need that door open up. Psalms 123, Psalms 91, Exodus 23 and 20. I want to send an angel to you this morning on the Easter morning, this full moon. I want to send a breakthrough, that witchcraft is trying to mess with your mind. I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah Ann. God bless you. I'm praying for you right now that God will open up a door for the angels of the family, where you might be. I want to let you know I'm praying that God will open up a door. Lena May came in the spirit this morning talking to me, to Bishop, pray for my family. And I'm praying. I want to tell you, Bright Star, your mother came to me and said, Bishop, pray for my family. I want to tell you, Bright Star, you're on the right track. I want to tell you, Tony, come out. Tony, loose your hope off of Tony, devil, in the name of that witchcraft spirit. That spirit of God said he's going to do it. Crucifixion this morning. Bring by the resurrection. And I want you to be resurrected from the dead. I want you to know he was once dead, become alive. He preached in hell. And the devil loose the hope of the children of God. Let him go. And he did it. I want to let you know that right now, that God got the glory. God wakes you up. Whatever you need, God's going to do it quick, fast. Somebody else said in a hurry, God is moving quick, fast. And on this Sunday is a Sunday for restoration. This Sunday is a Sunday for deliverance. This is the Sunday to declare the power over evil. This is the Sunday to say all is well. This is the Sunday for you to say, Bishop, I've got mine, and I'm going to carry it on to somebody else. If God is able to do anything but fail. There's something happening in the astro. There's something happening. Let go and let God. This is when God gets ready. Oh. Glory. Set it in season, be blessed. Let God in. Let him do something special for you. Name and claim. More people coming. God bless. Bring the tears in. Let him come on. Help set it on now. All is well. This Easter, he rose. He rose. Sister Barbara, I want you on the radio. Yeah, tell me what you think about it.
I think it's the holiest day of the year, and everyone needs to go to church and remember why we're here.
God bless you. Thank you for that. That's Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara feeding about 200-300 people. And she took time out to say that everybody needs to go to church and people need to serve God. Glory to Holly. I just thank God for the crucifixion bring about a resurrection. It's about serving. It's about serving God, about serving people. You ought to get in and serve. But we're praying for the people over in Syria. We're praying over the evil that's going on over in Russia. And I want to say to you today, God will clean it up sooner or later. Let go and let God. And I want to let you know this morning, wherever you might be, I'm praying marriage and reading every day, 1/3 number of time. And every night, we come on every night from 9 to 10, 7 days a week on Sunday. We're here to help them. We're going to continue to pray for people. We're going to continue to heal people for their blessings. We want you to get ready and name the power of the Almighty God. It's about serving. It's about serving men and women. It's about love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. It's about reaching out, touching God. It's about reaching out, touching people in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, across this world, even in Africa, in Asia, over in London, in Paris, over in Crimea. God is still the God of the universe. And whatever go on, God, I'm praying God for them people that don't have nowhere to stay. Some people out. But God is able to bring them to the next level. I just want to share with you this morning, God got what you need and God got what you want. And as we begin to talk about what's happening, let go and let God. Because God is able to bring you to another level. And we need to sit down at his feet and be blessed. And what people, black, white, brown, every race, need to understand, the power of God is healing. Jesus is the reason for the season. Crucifixion, Lord, glory, holy, bring by his blood. I want you to be resurrected out of the dope. I want you to grow up and know there is no race problem. It's a problem of love for God. So love the world that he gave his only God Son this morning, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. And God knows his best. We're praying for those at the church, this branch. Some churches got blown down, and they wonder what they're going to have to say to that. God is sending you back to being easier. We're praying that God, like only out, we're praying that only our family, that church when they lost the church, but they didn't lose the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They didn't lose the church, they lost the healing. But from their heart is the heart of God. In their heart is salvation. In the heart is love. And I want to tell you this morning, whatever going on in your life, I decree healing for you. I decree a breakthrough for you. I decree that God will open up that door. You have to get ready for God to bless and open up a door for you. So God will open up that new door for you. Some of you think, well, this is win. Quick ready, quick, fast, and in a hurry. God's going to do it for you because it's your time. As we get ready to pray with you this morning, and we get ready to talk about the great ministry, Reverend A.R. John Lab, Reverend Emil Scott, Reverend William, and also Reverend William, and we're talking about all the great ministers that's still in John 2. And I want you to know this morning all the Reverend Mother and all the pastors that working so hard. It would seem like the lady told me this morning, Bishop, we're killing each other. And I said, that too will pass. Once it passes, it'll be all right. There's a breakthrough coming in a certain way. So I want you to get ready as we're saying that there's a breakthrough coming quick, fast, and in earnest. Get ready and name what God got for you. On this Sunday morning, I want to take you to another level, to the level that God will deliver you to. God will take you to another level where you will be blessed. And I'm going to tell you that all is well. I'm praying for you. You and those that have look like you can't make it, look like the devil's trying to take you over. But I want to tell you this morning, I'm praying for you, Mother Francis. I'm praying for you, Mother Barbara. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love, those that gave, those that said, Bishop, I just need a lift up. I want to decree your business this morning. I want to see the resurrection in your business. I want to let you know how I got over. I got over by the word of God. Now, Amy Jackson sang that song, how I got over, but I want to let you know I made it because of God. And I want to tell you Psalms 91 and Psalm 123 and Psalms 99 and St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him this morning shall not perish but have everlasting life. Crucifixion brings about a resurrection, and you got to say, Bishop, I'm resurrected. I'm not what I used to be, but I'm better because crucifixion brings that they talked about and they put me down, but I'm up now with love. Jesus loved me because he died for me. Jesus loved me, but he got up early and said, all power is in my hand. So you ain't got to go to nobody else, but just said, Jesus, glory Jesus. And he'll break the door open for you. Oh,
The healing God declare a healing
crucifixion brings about, you've been crucified long enough, rise up. Crucifixion brings about a resurrection. I'm going to say this to you, then set back or come back. I'm on my way back. Good God, I'm going to tell somebody, I'm back. I'm back with the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. When it never made it, if I had to come back. When it never made it, if I got on my knees and prayed. When it never made it, if I had not read the truth, say another. When it made it, if I had not read the name of one number. So when it made it, if I read the 27 numbers, some 37 numbers. I wouldn't have made it if I had not went in prayer. I'm back. I want to tell you, you have made it. Good God Almighty. I know God is touching somebody right now. Somebody said, bitch, how I got over? I got over because Jesus got over. He went to the cross, but when he didn't stay there, he went to old grave. He went into hell and declared power over sin, power over evil, power over black magic and witchcraft, power over racism, power over lying. He said, I got the power, and he got out. Shut that grave off. That grave, turn me loose. That grave, you can't hold me. Death, turn me loose. And I want to tell you this morning, you got to understand you're walking in the ship of anointing. You're walking in the power of the Holy Ghost. Never could have made it if Jesus hadn't come this way. I thank God for Jesus. For God so loved the world, he brought Jesus to save me and you. You got to say, I'm saved, sanctified. Oh, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory, hallelujah. Let go and let God.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say,
happy birthday, Regina. God bless you. And standing right beside you this morning, all the way.
But now I see how you are there for me, and I can say, I'm wiser.
Yeah, let me get you on the radio. I want you to say something on the radio. I'm on the radio. Tell me what you think about Easter. Just talking. We live on the radio. Tell me what you think. Give your name. How God's been teaching you.
How you guys going out there? Name is Shaka Isaac. I think Easter is a precious holiday. More so of a realization of ourselves.
Amen.
Where we need to go forward in life. Everything that's bad can happen to you, or anything that's good can happen to you, always a reason behind it. It's always a celebration when it does happen, and it's always a reflection when it too happens. Just got to keep in mind that God is here, Jesus is here for us, Mother Mary and Joseph is here for us, your family members up there in the sky is here for you.
Amen.
And all the praise to you. Everybody stay blessed, and I'm so happy to be on the team.
I want to thank you for that testimony, but I want to say to you, I'm going to be your prophecy. God said every door closed is going to be your mother. This year, for this year in, I'm going to go into your business. You got the plan. The vision, what is, I don't know what it is, but God is going to elevate you to your own personal business. It might start off slow, but when God blesses the word, you are anointed young man. When you were speaking, your grandfather in the spirit world stood over you on your father's side and your mother's side. So you got a gift to help people. So I want you to get in that gift. And it's a business that you're going to do. It's going to work for you going to 2022, 27. Exodus 23 and 20, that's what I want you to read. The angel of God will walk with you. And I'm telling you, what you said this morning resurrected to a lot of people. You didn't know what you were saying. You were touching people out there that done gave up. You were touching people out there that have lost a lot. Ain't nobody to come up. Crucifixion brings by the resurrection. Set back for a comeback, and I'm back. And I'm back and I'm bad because I'm working with the ancestor and God. You out there, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, where you might be, I never would have made it if I hadn't trust in God. Let's go to a little music now. I want to declare this morning, you made it. Look where you were yesterday, but look where you're at today. Look where you're at today. Praising God, walking to the next level. You ought to praise God, somebody. You ought to let them know that I made it because I trusted all the way in God. And when you trust in God, God is what I need. God is what I want. And I just want you to know this morning, as I pray for you, I just want to pray. Because some of you need a special prayer, and you need that prayer. And as I pray for you this morning, it's a breakthrough coming. Crucifixion brings about a resurrection. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God that set high and looked low, and the same God that sent Jesus into to save the world. We come this morning to touch that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. They all crossed up and messed up. But God, I know you is a healer. God, I know you are the bright and morning star. God is the light of the world. God is the healer. And I want to say to you this morning, whatever you're going through, Pat, whatever you're going through, Rose, whatever you're going through, Pearl, whatever you're going through, Deborah Ann, whatever you're going through, Deborah, I'm praying for you. And I want you to know, when it gets dark, God will send his angel, Michael, Raphael, Uriah, Bobby, and his archangel, Asmodeus, his angel to bring you to light, the angel, Michael, to fight that fight. I'm praying for you, dear Wayne. I'm praying for you. I don't know, Kit. I got a message for you saying enough is enough. That's the message that I got for you this morning. I want you to get ready because God is getting ready to tell you the family to another level. I'm praying for the Kit family. I'm praying for the William family. I'm praying for the Hawkins family. I'm praying for the Turner family. I'm praying for the Williams family. I'm praying for the Nixon family. I'm praying right now for you and you and you and you. I'm praying for you, Sister Joanne. I'm praying for you, Mother Scott. I'm praying, Mary Scott, I'm praying for you, Tony Scott. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Lisa, God is sending you to another level. Joe, get ready for a great financial blessing. Tell God to give you the wisdom to know how to invest into your business because it's coming. God is a healer this morning. He got up early. Jesus got up early and declared all power. God is the strength of my life. God is the anointing of my life. I just want you to know God is what you need. I just got the spirit. Somebody needs to read the 51 number of Psalms. Somebody needs to read Psalms 98. And those Psalms going to bring you to the strength of your life. Glory, hallelujah. God is speaking. I'm going to... I need a revelation on somebody in the throat right now. Somebody in the bottom of the stomach, they be healed. That cancer moving out their breath, of a body. That cancer moving out their breath, of a body. In the name of Jesus, I break that joke right now. God is moving on your feet. God's role, get back to a comeback. God says you're being healed, man. Woman, you're healing. That leg and you look like you got to have a pain. Look that. God's going to heal your body, mind, soul, the life. Somebody said, hallelujah. I want you to read the 27th number. He's the life. He opened up that door for you. God is the strength. God is the power. Somebody needs to know that God is reaching you right now. I'm getting revelation knowledge. Somebody like that tumor is gone. I'm getting revelation knowledge that knot in the back is gone. I'm getting revelation knowledge that somebody's been having headache is gone. I'm getting revelation knowledge that a witch been following you, but I rebuke that witch in the name of Jesus. is gone. Revelation 9, I want to let you know God here. He's going to give you strength. He's going to break the door. And when the door closes, and God's going to give you quick, fast, and when you get ready for God to protect you, get ready for God to deliver you, get ready for that breakthrough you've been looking for. I hear the word, how I got over. I got over because God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son, Jesus, and the angels, and Jesus got me over. They healed me. They delivered me. They walked with me. They walked me through the hardship. They walked me through my pain. They walked me through my suffering. Lord, I'm praying that family right now. There's no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for your healing right now. I'm praying for your deliverance right now. I'm praying for your breakthrough right now. Somebody said, bitch, I need a new truck. That truck coming. Somebody said, I need a new car. It's on its way coming. You praying for it? It's coming. It's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to claim your healing this morning. Somebody said, bitch, I need a new vehicle. Bam, you got it. Somebody said, I need a new truck. Bam, I ain't got the money, but God's going to give you the money. Somebody said, I need a house. I want to say a debt-free house. I want to say a debt-free. I want to say today, God opened up the gate for you. I want to say today, God is doing something you quick as in the earth. I want you to get ready this morning for God to bless you and get ready for the door of God to open up above our shop. That's glory. If the door is open and every door closed, God is open up. God's going to bless you in a special way. And every door to close, God will open up, and every door that seems like closed will open up, and every door that open up will do something special for you. I want to interview this young lady. Young lady, I want to ask you a question about you. On the radio, and I want to tell you this morning, God bless you. We're coming to you live from the Hilton Hotel. And I'm going to tell you all as well. Let me tell you something. It's a breakthrough coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as I get ready, and let me tell you something. I want you to get ready. How I got over. I got over because somebody thought about me. Somebody prayed for me when I couldn't pray for myself. Somebody prayed for you and got you out of jail. Don't look back at jail if I'm going fully. I'm praying that the killing and the murder stop. How I got over it? Because of prayer. Come on. Glory. Hallelujah. Get up. Get up. Mother Carey, Mother Rose, Mother Rose, Mother Misha Brown, all the mothers going on. He know my name. He know your name this morning. He got up, declared all power, crucifixion, bring by the resurrection. And when Jesus rose, he dropped all the negativity off. He know your name. He know your address. He know where you live. You can run, but you can't hide. You can't lie, but the truth gonna come out. It's time for you to repent. God save me, sanctify me, and fill me. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory. Thank you. Jesus.